From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It was a big day in court for Arizona's new immigration law. SB 1070, as it's known, is scheduled to go into effect next week. This is the law that, among other things, requires officers to question a person's immigration status when making a stop for another offense. Today, federal judge Susan Bolton is hearing from civil rights groups and the Justice Department. They say SB 1070 is unconstitutional, and they want her to issue an injunction to block it. NPR's Ted Robbins is at the courthouse in Phoenix. He joins us now. Ted, these are two separate challenges being heard today. The main attraction was the case brought by the Justice Department. Those arguments wrapped up just a little bit ago. Can you tell us what the judge heard?
The judge heard a lawyer for the Justice Department, and essentially the argument was that the Arizona law is preempted by the federal government, by the Constitution, that states do not have the right to make immigration law because it affects foreign policy and because it's, frankly, preempted in the Constitution, hence the name. The judge, quite frankly, didn't seem terribly impressed by that. The question is this a new immigration law, or is this just an attempt to help the federal government enforce existing federal immigration law? That was the main question there. There were other parts of preemption which were a little more. She really asked a lot of questions. For instance, the mandatory nature. It requires police to ask folks for their registration papers, and that seems to be a little more contentious.
The other challenge the judge heard today was from the American Civil Liberties Union and other civil rights groups. Similar arguments made in that case?
Yeah, similar arguments, especially on the mandatory nature of it, but slightly different. And in fact, the judge seemed more in tune, frankly. She asked, again, a lot of questions in the first case. Let me give you an example of one clause in this law which she did not seem to like. The law says that police can arrest without a warrant anybody, of course, they can already arrest folks for felonies, misdemeanors, traffic accidents. But it has the clause that says a person can be arrested if they have committed any public offense that makes the person removable from the United States. And as she pointed out, the only entity that can remove a person from the United States is an immigration judge, not a police officer, not even ICE, Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement. So she seemed really, really did not think that that was, and in fact, the state's attorney representing Arizona admitted that a couple of clauses in this law were, as he put it, not artfully written.
There's a lot of support for this law throughout the state of Arizona, but there are also a number of other lawsuits seeking to block SB 1070. Where do these other lawsuits stand, and when are we likely to get a ruling?
Well, you may recall the judge heard one lawsuit a week ago brought by a Phoenix police officer. That one and these two today are the only three out of seven which were seeking an injunction to keep the law from going into effect a week from today. Those are the only ones she's heard so far. So in order to, obviously, she has to issue an injunction before next Thursday. She said she would take it under advisement, and we've already heard from both sides that regardless of how she rules, the losing side is going to take it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
We only have a few seconds left. Just quickly, what was the scene like at the courthouse today?
Well, protesters built throughout the day outside the courtroom, despite the heat in Phoenix in the summer, up to the point where they blocked an intersection as right after the Department of Justice hearing. And the police surrounded them. They dispersed. And there were fewer, but some supporters of SB 1070. So it was there was a large crowd, several hundred people, I'd say.
Ted Robbins, thank you very much.
Glad to be with you.
That's NPR's Ted Robbins at the federal courthouse in Phoenix.